Now, I've spoken privately to representatives of both S&P and Moody's, and they say that unofficially Victoria is now on review. This is in terms of its credit rating. They note that Victoria already has the lowest credit rating of any state or territory in Australia. Have you forecast another cut in Victoria's credit rating? Because I'm telling you, it is quite likely to happen.
Well, they both published commentary around our budget yesterday. Standard and Poor's were reasonably acknowledging of the government's effort. I think Moody's were a little more reserved in terms of their broad observations. I think if they were going to say that we're on review, then they would put us on review. The fact that they haven't, and we've had discussions directly with them, Tom, both before the budget and after, so we understand where they're thinking. They're basically going to sit back and watch to see whether or not we can meet objectives that we've set out, and that is, will we be able to demonstrate that we can bring wind back our capital program from the $24 billion a year it is at the moment down to about 15.6 over the next 4 years, which is our stated intention. At least one of the ratings agencies says, well, we don't think you can do it. I'm pretty sure we can.
So you've got no forecast for another cut in Victoria's credit rating?
Well, no, we haven't, but we have put that in the sensitivity analysis, which is contained in the budget papers, the possibility of further adverse movements on credit, but nor have we put in a major downward movement in terms of interest rates, which is the most likely long-term projection.